Okay, then talking about the predisposing factors for the melanoma. The first predisposing factors I've already discussed are there's a Fitzpatrick skin type 1 and 2. The other are the different types of the melanocytic nevuses. We have to remember that about 75 to 80% of the melanomas arises from the normal skin and there is no pre-existing history of any kind of a nevus. But 20 to 25% of the cases still originate from a cutaneous melanocytic nevi or different types, which can be the congenital melanocytic nevus, common nevus, or atypical or dysplastic nevus. So we are going to discuss them one by one. In the congenital melanocytic nevus, the risk of the malignant transformation occurs, but it is controversial, and it depends upon the size of the congenital melanocytic nevus. Those congenital melanocytic nevi which are smaller in size, for example, if the size is less than 4.5 centimeters, then the risk of the transformation into melanoma is very low. That is about 2.6 to 4.9%, and it is similar to that of a common nevus. But if the size is more than 20 centimeter, then the lifetime risk of conversion of this large congenital melanocytic nevus is 2.5 to 2.8%. Melanoma associated with the even larger size, such as more than 40 centimeters, and those nevuses which are present on the trunk, they don't not only have a risk of conversion into a melanoma, but they will be CNS involvement as well. The congenital melanocytic nevuses are driven by the mutation, which are different from those which causes the common nevi of adulthood. So the malignant transformation from a congenital melanocytic nevus occur during the childhood, and the later conversion is rare. Means later conversion of a congenital melanocytic nevus into a melanoma in the adulthood is rare.